Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at and learning how to get into the actual presence of God. And we started to look at a few things, and we found out that the woman with the issue of blood, she had a problem for 13 years. She got worse. She'd been to every physician there was available, and yet she got worse. But she heard about Jesus. She said, if I can get into His presence, if I can just get into His presence and touch the hem of His garment, I shall be made whole. It took place. She got healed. She touched His garment, not His flesh. She touched His garment. He said, who touched me? No one touched you really, Lord. They touched your clothes. But He felt virtue leave her. And that was an amazing miracle and a sign and a wonder from God. We're going to pick it up in just a minute. But I want to invite you to Wednesday nights. We have end time teaching at our Traditional Worship Center Church. And you can check us also live on traditionworshipcenter.com, YouTube or Facebook. And you can join us either live in person or you can watch us online. We have Healing School on a Thursday morning, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You can watch us online there. It's once again, same place. And then also on Thursday evenings, we have small groups at our Synergy campus. There's 2810 US 1 Highway 1. And you can join us at Christ Family Church and our Synergy School. And you can be a part of small groups where we feed you a full meal. We have praise and worship, then we break into small groups, and it's wonderful. We've got end time teaching, we've got men's teaching, we've got women, we've got children, we've got youth. It's marvelous. This is for the whole family. So you can feel free to join us anytime, and we love you. And let's pick up right now and see what God's showing us about coming into His presence. That's where the power is. Not knowing about Him, but knowing Him personally. Let's join the service right now.
And Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? No one touched you. She touched your clothes. But when you get in God's presence, you touch God. And that's when the miracles flow. And she touched God with her. He turned around and he looked at her, and eventually she broke down and said, it was me. He knew it was her. He said, no, someone touched me because virtue flowed out of me. See, when you get into the throne room of grace, there's a whole lot of virtue. And everything gets taken care of. And he looked around, and she knew that she was now caught. And she says, it was me. And he looked at her, and he said to her, you woman with the issue of blood, stone her. No, she diligently pressed in. You know what he said? He said, woman, not me, your faith. Your faith, your tenacity, your diligently coming after me, your seeking me with your whole heart has made you whole. And we've got so many Christians, they broke, they sick, they miserable, then all kinds of maladies and all kinds of wrong things because they're not getting into the presence of God. And we become religious. We pray. I can pray in tongues. I've got a heavenly language. I know 25 scriptures. Me, I know a lot more, but you know what? Look at me. Why is it not working? Because we're not getting into His presence. And God said that you can come into His presence. In fact, He was so upset by the fact that he was divided from His creation that He sent His Son. Because before the fall in the garden, before that took place, They walked with God every day. They were in his presence. They had no sickness. They were not broke. They were not in fear. They didn't have problems in their relationship. Everything was just perfect. And they walked with God in the cool of the day, every day. Not embarrassed, not scared, just living the life, the Zoe life, right? They walked with God every single day. And then sin came and separation came, right? We all know the story. We were separated from God. So God said, no, I want the children of mine to come into my presence. So he started showing them how to do it by showing the temple and giving the law to Moses on how to build the tabernacle with the outer court, the holy place, and the holiest of holies. And only the high priest could go to the Ark of the Covenant. Only one man out of the whole planet could get into God's presence. And God said, no, this is not good enough. I need to do something about this. I know what I'll do. We've discussed it already before the foundation of the world. Jesus, you go redeem them. I'll do it, Dad. Holy Spirit said, I'm in. And he came, he lived, he died, and when he hung on that cross and he gave up the ghost, when he put his head down, the Bible says the veil in the temple, there was earthquakes and the sun darkened and all of that. But the Bible says the veil in the temple ripped in two. That's what God was after. That was what God was after ultimately, so that we could get right into his presence. Right? Think about that. He did that because he wanted us to be in his presence. And he made the way through his only begotten son, Jesus, who went through a horrendous time to get it for us. Took care of the sin problem. Redeemed us. Paid the ransom in full. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you. Amen. So we can learn how to get into the presence of God. And we're going to start with, I'm not going to take you too long. We still got time. I want to start and I want you to turn to Psalm 100. Everyone, flip in your phones, flip on your calculators, whatever you're using. Go in your Bible, turn pages, write the notes down. Write this down, please. Psalm 100, verse 4, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says here, enter whose gates? Who's his? God Almighty. Enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And go into his courts with what? Praise. And then do what? Give thanks to him and what? Praise his name. So one of the clues of getting into the presence of God, and we're going to go to Old Covenant and New Testament and all of those places, but you've got to see this for yourself. He says, enter my gates with thanksgiving. So how many ungrateful people are getting in there? Do you know any ungrateful Christians? I know a whole bunch of them. I'm not joking. They will complain about all and sunder. That's why God says, when you give cheerfully. Give with a cheerful heart. He also says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. God's not an unhappy God. Bible says he sits on his throne and laughs. I think sometimes when he watches us trying to do things, he cracks up. Amen. Amen. Trying to bind down a demon. And when people try to bind a demon out of them or cast a demon out, they think the demon's deaf. No place in the Bible it says Jesus screamed at the devil. All he did was say, go. Come out! In the name of Jesus, and we bounce around and Jesus, I know you are also not. I'm out of here. Come on. Come on. And so he says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. So straight away, get a clue. Stop becoming grumpy. The movie Grumpy Old Men, get it out of your system. Get it out of your system. Amen. Go in with thanksgiving. And that means, let me tell you what, if you've got a spirit, now watch here, because the narrative has been from certain administrations to create a spirit in the people. What is that spirit? Besides fear, that one goes without even a worry. A spirit of you owe me. A spirit of entitlement. You're not going to get into the kingdom with a spirit of entitlement. God, you owe me healing. He owes you nothing. And if you think this is a joke, look at the world today. There's a spirit of entitlement on people. Oh my God. If they just do their job, the 40 hours for the week of their job, what are you going to give me because I did my job? You got a salary. Yeah, but I was here a whole week. I'm not joking. That started in South Africa when I had my steakhouses. I'm not joking. If the guy was there a whole week, they demanded a bonus. But you paid for the week. Spirit of entitlement never, ever shows gratitude. Ever. You owe me. I deserve it. You deserve nothing. What we truly deserve was hell in the grave. And Jesus said, I've conquered hell in the grave for you. Listen, I glorify Jesus in this church. We all need to glorify Jesus nonstop in this church. Because without him, it's over. Young or old, black or white, it doesn't matter. Male or female makes no difference. Glorify Jesus. But you know what happens? People now want, ooh, I want to hear the prophetic. I need the prophetic word. You don't even know God yet and you want prophecy. Come on. Oh, Jesus. Okay, so now watch here. Here are a few concepts that are hidden in that verse, Psalm 100, verse 4. And it becomes a bit more obvious of where we're going with this thing when we look at the Hebrew words in that same scripture. It's going to come up on the overhead. I had to do it for you. There you go. Enter his gates with the gift of thanks. The word is tada. That's the Hebrew word for thanksgiving. Come into his courts with songs of praise. That's tehillah. Tehillah. You can take a picture of that. Raise your hands in thanksgiving to him. That's yada. Humbly kneel before his name. It's not our former president, but it's Barak. Now, I'm going to read it to you from Psalm 100, verse 4, from the Orthodox Jewish Bible. It'll come up on the overhead right now. Enter his sharim, which is gates, with todah. That was the first one. And into his kazarot, his courts, with tehillah. Be thankful unto him and bless Hodu Barak, his name. All right, that's Hebrew people would read those words and they know exactly what it means. Our praise, first of all, you got to understand this, is a gift. It's a gift or an offering that we bring to our King as we enter into his presence. There are many cultures today that when you greet someone or you meet someone or you go to someone's house, especially if it's royalty, you bring a gift. You bring a gift. Remember the Magi? They came to visit Jesus. They came laden down with gold, incense, and myrrh. They brought gifts. So when you come to God, thanksgiving and praise is a gift that you give to God. You give him the gift of thanksgiving before you enter his presence. So the first thing you have to do is be thankful, and that's exactly what tada means. It means with a grateful, thankful heart. How many of you are grateful for what Jesus did? Well, if we're grateful, we need to show it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.